You're listening to The Kelly Track Show. I'm your host, Kelly Track, author, coach, and eternal optimist. Each week, I'll give you lessons to elevate your life, reclaim your personal power, and truly awaken and transform. Your best life starts right now. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you here. We're doing a short and sweet reader series here on the podcast where I sit down with readers of PS Your Genius and we talk about how the book has impacted them or shifted their mindset or helped them build something cool and meaningful in their life or their career. So today we're sitting down with Marianne Patel-Nicole, who lives in Montreal, Canada, and she shares how the book supported her in helping her really trust her genius, and really give her the confidence to go for it in her work. We talk about her Bookstagram account, Happiness Library. It's happiness.library on Instagram, and how she grew her business and grew her following. She was at 1,000 followers in about a year, and then it exponentially grew to like 100K. And we kind of talk about that towards the end of the episode. And we also talk about her full-time role in HR in Montreal that she really enjoys and how she finds her genius in both her 9-to-5 and in her side hustle too. And we just share and talk about what that's like, what that looks like for her, and how PS You're a Genius supported her in kind of giving her the wind in her sails and the confidence to realize, hey, this was her genius, and it kind of gave her the thumbs up to go for things and to lean into it. Now, before we dive in, I want to read a couple of awesome reviews for the book off Amazon. We currently have a 4.7 star review on Amazon, which I'm so grateful for because that's really, really good. I want to read one from anonymous Kindle customer that says 5-star verified purchase, better than I expected. Reviewed in Canada on October 24th. Unlike a lot of other books on finding and using your special gifts, this book dives deep and asks all the right questions for self-reflection to really get to the heart of it. Very relatable writer, and she comes at helping you discover your innate talents from a very unique angle and lots that I have never even thought of. Love this book! Exclamation mark. Highly recommend for anyone who is looking to discover their own special gifts and how to turn that into a powerful endeavor. Thank you, anonymous Kindle customer. I'm so glad you read it. If you have not read PS You're a Genius and you'd like to get your hands on a copy, you can go to kellytrack.com/books and you can see the links for wherever it is sold all across Canada and North America. And once in a while, I see them listed in other retailers in different markets. And you can always order an e-copy on Kindle or the audiobook version on Audible, which is narrated by myself if you live internationally. So if you want a copy, you can go to kellytrack.com/books and you can figure out where you can buy a hardcover or a Kindle version or an Audible version. And I've got all the links beautifully laid out for you in an aesthetically pleasing way. Whew, that's a hard sentence to say. Anywho, that is the little intro and let's go to the show and our episode with Marianne today. All right, Marianne, well, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be there.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I reached out to you for this, for the listeners. I think I reached out to you in December, and then here we are in April. So I appreciate you being patient with me on this one.
And I was like, when is going to be the podcast? When is it going to be? I was really excited to do it.
Aw, I'm so glad. So a couple quick rapid-fire questions before we dive in for the listeners to get to know you.
Yeah.
Would you like to share where you live?
Yeah, I live in Montreal, Canada.
Amazing. And what's your job?
I work in HR. So my full-time job, my 9-to-5 is in HR. I'm like the employee's best friend, if we can call it like this. I answer everybody's question. I onboard every new employee. I work on many projects around employee experience. So everything HR related, but in a tech company that is pretty creative and we're always working on nice projects to improve the employee experience and the well-being of everyone. So it's a really nice place. I love doing that.
Yeah. And then do you want to share a little bit more about Happiness Library that you do after work hours?
Yeah, I have many evenings during the week and in the weekends morning, I film a bunch of things for Happiness Library and I take a lot of photos of my books. I have a beautiful bookshelf and many, many books that I take photos of. And then the books that I read, I share reviews and I share what I learn in these books on my platform. So it's an Instagram page where I just share every single thing I learn in my books, I recommend books according to certain subjects, but it's mainly around personal development, mindset, positive thinking, and sometimes about business, about HR, since I work in HR, leadership and working in teams and stuff like that. And also, I love personal finance. I always try to improve my personal finances. So I read a lot about that. And it's not necessarily related to, well, personal development. It kind of fits. So nonfiction books around that, improving ourselves and always feeling better with the books that I read.
Yeah. And you have a great account. I love your account. I've looked at a lot of like the book talk bookstagrammer accounts. I had to go through and deep dive. So we did a lot of like book gifting to people who had like accounts and stuff. And I remember coming across yours and I was like, oh, I really want to make sure she gets a book. Like, yeah. So aligned. And I love your vibe and your energy.
Yeah.
Just the books you're reading were things that I was interested in. And I love the way you edit your videos.
I always include your book everywhere. It's true that it fits so well with my vibe. I really love this. It's like in my top three of my favorite books ever because it was so useful to me. And I don't know, the way it's made, it's like just really practical and useful to anyone that is a bit looking like about what they want to do with their lives, or they're just questioning themselves if they're at the right place. Like, your book is really, really useful for that. So I always include it in so many reels and so many posts.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I really loved it. And it's the first book that I really took notes. Normally I read, and even when there's exercises, I don't do them. Oops. But your book, I did them. There's so many like notes in this book. It's the first time that I actually wrote in the book. And I did the exercise with two of my friends. We spent like 2 hours with each of them, like asking them the questions you ask in your book to help them discover if like they're in the right place in their lives. And it was really useful for them. So I don't know, I used it on other people and it worked.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you. I so appreciate that. That makes me so happy to hear. It's always like, it's one thing to like put something into the world and then like a few years, because it came out in 2021. So it's been in the world for a couple of years. And when I see people be like I took notes, or I did this, or we had a conversation, or I built this thing or started this thing, I'm like, whoa, it's so cool.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful.
I rarely take notes, as I said. So it's a big thing. It's a big statement.
Thanks. I know, I'm the same. Like, I feel like there's only a couple books where I've like done the activities. And I also thought about that when I was writing my book too. I was like, okay, I wanted to make it actionable to like, so that people felt like they were getting value and like implementing their learning. So I'm so glad that you were able to find value in it.
I did a lot.
Thank you. And what's your go-to coffee order, Marianne?
Oh God, I have one.
Okay.
I'm known for this. Everybody knows me for this, and since you live in Canada, you might understand. And I literally said it at the beginning of our call before recording, but the iced cappuccinos at Tim Hortons. I took one today. I take ice caps at minus 40 degrees. I don't mind. I'm really addicted. Maybe because of the sugar, I guess. I try to reduce them a little bit because before I was taking them like every single day, and that's a lot of sugar. It's a lot of not good stuff, but I really love, it's my go-to coffee order. It's always a Tim Hortons ice cap.
Nice. And I feel like people who like cold coffee like it all year round, like an ice thing.
And the weather doesn't matter.
Yeah, totally. I'm on the opposite. I'm a hot coffee person, but I also like hot all year round. Like even when I was in Florida in December, I was like, I got like a hot Americano at Starbucks. And it was like, I don't know. It's just funny because I think you just get into the routine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a routine. I have a time where I drink my ice caps like between 1 and 5. I'm that crazy. If it's after 5, I don't care. If it's before 1, I don't care either. It's really between 1 and 5. It's really a routine. Yeah.
Yeah.
During the afternoon.
And what's something that you're obsessed with right now? It could be a product or like a food, anything that you're really enjoying right now.
That's funny because the first thing that popped in my mind was the ice cap, because obviously that's an obsession. But right now, like in this specific time, it's the nice weather that is in Montreal right now. Well, not today. Like we went back to cold weathers, but this weekend was amazing. So I spent the whole day, Saturday and Sunday, outside to have this nice weather and enjoy it while it lasted. Or other thing that I'm obsessed with would be a group of music that is not really known. I think it's called Jungle. They create wonderful songs, so highly recommend to everyone. It's like kind of funky, jazzy songs. I recommend. So I'm obsessed with that group.
Cool. I'll put it in the show notes for people that are interested in taking a peek.
Yeah.
And what's something that you're learning more about right now? Is there any kind of like rabbit holes you're going down in, like in terms of things that you're learning more about or curious about? Because I know you'd mentioned personal finance, if you maybe you want to elaborate on that.
Yeah. Personal finance was more maybe in the past 2 years. I like took care of my personal finances myself, investing by myself. It was way less complicated than I thought. So I decided to do it and take action on that, but that's done. And right now there's nothing specific, but since last year or since the last half of the year, I read a lot of books about overthinking and stoicism because I'm someone who overthinks a lot. I always like create scenarios with everything and stress about all the scenarios possible in every situation instead of just focusing on the present moment and what I'm able to control. I often get lost in all the things that I cannot control and I stress about them. So since last year, I read a lot about this and it helped me gain resilience, gain calmness and be a bit less stressed about that and really focus on only what I can control. It helped me a lot, but it's still a work in progress because you cannot change like that. But yeah, so I'm still learning about how to get rid of overthinking and continue reading about stoicism because it's a philosophy that helps a lot with that. Overthinking and acceptance in general. It's really great. So,
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I know you love the little book of Stoicism.
Yeah. My favorite, number one favorite book ever. I recommend it to everyone.
Yeah. I feel like I've learned a lot about Stoicism through your account. Like, I knew a bit about Stoicism from, you know, books or things, but I think I've learned actually most of it from Happiness Library, from your account.
Because I genuinely learned so much and I truly feel it inside me, so I wanted to share it on my platform. That's why.
Totally. Yeah. I'd love to pivot a little bit and chat about your gifts and your genius and kind of what you learned from P.S. Your Genius. So would you like to share, Marianne, what you learned about your gifts and what your gifts are from reading the book?
Yeah, it's funny because I've been influenced a lot by your gifts and I decided to take two of the gifts you have because I feel I have the same. Yeah. And I'm not surprised because I feel like we are similar. We have a similar energy and everything you do are things that I would love and really enjoy doing because they fit with me. So that explains a lot. But the two gifts you have that I stole for me too is teaching and connecting. Yeah. Teaching, because it's genuinely what I do with my page. I love reading, but what I love most is sharing what I learn in the books on my page, because I feel it can be useful to someone. And I try to put it in a simple way for people to understand. And I'm good at explaining things in a very clear way so people can understand easily and quickly without it being too complicated. So teaching would be great. My parents are both two teachers, so that explains also why I love it. or why it's natural for me, I guess. Then connecting is a big one because me too, I like to connect with people, make new friends. I'm always looking forward to meet new people every day. I love connecting with people and I easily feel their energy and I'm good at making people feel understood. And I'm apparently known for being funny too. So that helps with connecting with people. So yeah, connecting is really, really a big one and is really important for me. I want to connect with people in everything that I do. So it's mainly around humans, the projects that I have, because I want to connect with people and have some sort of positive impact on their lives. So yeah. And the last one would be listening, because I'm a good communicator, but I'm mainly like my main strength before that is that I'm a good listener. I'm known for being a good listener and being very compassionate. I take the time to listen to people, to like let them talk and then give them the support that they want. But yeah, I truly love listening to people and feeling like making them feel welcomed when they want to talk to me or share some more personal stuff. I'm always there.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So your gifts are listening, teaching, and connecting.
Exactly. Yeah.
Amazing. And so in the book, I kind of talk about how your genius comes from doing your top 3 to 5 most innate gifts at once. And through that, you get to create a world-class expertise doing something only you can do. Essentially, like, figure out what you're really amazing at and do it all at once.
Yeah.
So when do you feel like you are in your genius, Marianne? Like, if you had to sort of fill in the blank, like, when I do X or Y or Z, I feel like I'm in my genius. How would you fill in that phrase?
Well, by reading your book, I realized that I was in my genius in my full-time job. and also in my book project, and just in general, also when I have friends that come to my place to talk because they need to talk to someone and they want my advice on something, it's like the thing that fulfills me the most. I want to be there for my friends. I want to like help them if I can and just listen to them. So that would be like the number one thing. I feel at my best when people choose me, and I guess when they want to talk to someone they trust and that they want to feel like understood and listened to. So that would be the main thing. But mm-hmm. I feel like I do that a lot in my full-time job, since I'm like the main point of contact for every employee. Mm-hmm. I'm there to answer their questions. I'm here to answer the insecurities if they have some, and to listen to them too, and being friends with them. I always make jokes and say funny things to like create a nice atmosphere. And I'm literally friends with everyone. So that helps, and I'm really like in my zone in that job. So, and I'm known there for being very responsive, very compassionate. So it fits with me. I love that, and that helps me like feeling very fulfilled in what I do. And for my book project, my Instagram page that I do during the weeknights and the weekends, is it's when I share what I learned in my books, mainly the teaching mm-hmm. Gift that is like very present in that project. But I also like the creative process behind that, like creating my own post and everything. That's always very cool. I'm building my creativity with that. But the thing I love the most is sharing important stuff, insightful stuff that I learned in the books, and receiving feedback that it was useful for someone. I receive a lot of messages of people like, oh, please continue. Like every quote that I read, every like thing that you share from the books you read is really, really useful. It changed my mindset on something, or blah, blah, blah. And when I read these kind of comments or these kind of messages, it makes me very fulfilled, because I feel like I'm doing something super useful. I first learned things for myself by reading the book, but by sharing them, I help a bunch of people. And this is my main motivation. And it helps with my teaching gift and connecting too, because I talk to many people. I have a lot of international friends now that I can talk to with this platform. Mm-hmm. I just can't really use the listening skills because I'm not in person. Mm-hmm. It's less easy to use it. But since we're talking and connecting, I kind of listen, but virtually, mm-hmm. if we can say it like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for sharing all of that. Yeah. I feel like you are really in your genius, like in mm-hmm. your book, Instagram, and even in your HR role. Like, I feel like you are like really like you're doing it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you found like the right thing for you, which is amazing to see, and something that I love to see, because I feel like it's so easy to be on the flip side or like stuck in those parts of life when, you know, I've definitely been in those spots where I'm like, oh, I like hate it every day. You know what I mean? Or like, this isn't the right job, or this isn't the right thing. And sometimes like that's a part of figuring it out. But when you do get into the, you know, the right kind of job, or you have like the right thing you're doing on the side, and like you're building it and it's meaningful and you feel fulfilled and you feel like you're in your genius, that's like, it's such a lovely place to be. So I'm so happy that you're there.
Yeah. So important to question ourselves about that. Even when we feel we're at the right place, it's still important to ask ourselves these questions to make sure, like, why am I doing this? Am I really in the right place, or I'm in denial? Because in the past, I think I was in denial at some point. I was doing that to protect myself and not like being overwhelmed by everything I had to change in my life to get into what I really want to do. But it's, you have to do it. You cannot stay in something you don't like doing. It mm-hmm. will impact negatively your mental health and your life in general. So just taking the time to read your book, to receive the right questions to help you like think about what you really love doing, and then going for it, because mm-hmm. it will give you so much energy for anything else in your life. When you truly love what you do, you have endless energy. You're always motivated.
Yeah, totally. I would agree. I feel like there's almost, it's hard to like explain it sometimes in words, I guess, other than like true flow that comes from doing your genius, but it is like an unlimited source of energy.
Doing something you hate, like it takes time. Time is, I don't know how to say it in English. The time is long, but it's not the right way to say it. But like, you don't enjoy it. So it takes more time in your head, and it drains your energy, and it doesn't give you anything positive. So you're not excited after your work day, or
Yeah, totally. And what do you think was like the number one most helpful thing for you inside of PS Your Genius?
What really, really helped me and that I worked a lot on with my little notes and everything was the specific questions you ask in the first part of the book. That was like the main thing, even more than putting the gifts together and trying to work further. It was really the specific questions at the beginning because they made me realize a lot of things about myself, like what truly motivates me inside of me and what I really enjoy doing, what I'm supposed to good at, when I'm really good at and stuff like that, and then write everything down and try to find something that has all of these strengths. And but yeah, so the questions were really specific but really useful to help me find that.
Oh, I'm glad. And then after reading the book, was it able to help you accomplish anything that maybe you weren't able to accomplish before, or pursue something or go after something?
A little bit, but I said I know about myself that I'm not the best in taking action because, again, I tend to overthink a lot. So sometimes it blocks me from taking action instantly. I should just take action right now and do it without, like, before trying to overthink everything and just move away from that idea. But after reading your book, because I discovered a lot of things about what truly motivates me, it just helped me realize that I'm really in the good spot, in the right job, in the right projects. So it was really motivating, and I just kept pushing further for this kind of job and these kind of projects, and I stayed consistent on my content creation, even if my page, to be honest, since last summer is a bit stagnant. I think the algorithm is not really the best for anyone on Instagram right now since last summer, but my page grew really, really fast and then everything stopped. But I was still as motivated as before because I was not doing it for growth. I was doing it to just share what I learned with people, and I already had people to talk to, so it was enough. I didn't need anything else, but like I was truly passionate to continue even if there was not a lot of interaction on my page. But now that I learned a lot of things about myself, that I'm really like in my zone and the things that I love doing most, I just pushed further, and it confirmed that I was doing the right thing. So I pushed on that, but I know that I could do more, especially with the book project, the Instagram project. I could do ebooks, I could write ebooks, I could start a podcast like you, I could book some one-on-ones with people to talk about their lives and like share book recommendations that could be useful to them after talking with them in one-on-ones. I have so many ideas, but I didn't implement any of them because I feel like they take too much time, or I don't know. I don't push myself to try things and take action. So I didn't take a lot of actions other than staying consistent. But there's one thing that I did a bit more is to put myself more, share my life a bit more in stories, or I tried having a TikTok too to share vlogs about my days. I wasn't putting myself a lot on this platform before. And then I was like, oh, well, I'm good at connecting, I'm good at listening, I'm good at like teaching. So I should share more about myself and what I learned in books, like with videos of myself. And it will help me connect more with my audience. So I did that. I was comfortable doing that because it was not like too much of a big time investment. So I decided to do it. But every other project, like the ebooks or the podcast or the one-on-ones and stuff that I thought about in my head, they take time. So I didn't make the move to do them. But I discovered that I could do that with your book. Like, I was like, okay, what could I do more? And I write a bunch of ideas. So I have a lot of notes and I have a lot of ideas now, and everything is more clear than before. I just didn't take the action yet. But yeah, I have a plan.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's amazing that you even just came up with the ideas. I feel like when I'm the same, like I can come up with a lot of ideas, but there's also sort of like an art and a science of knowing when to take the action to pursue the ideas and like which to start on. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's always like an interesting period of time of like, I don't know, where you have to like be really thoughtful and be like, okay, this is what I'm going to actually do. And this is the one I want to start with. And this is what speaks to me the most. Like it's like you're almost like sifting for gold with the idea, like when you have a lot of ideas, to kind of, you know, wait for the right opening in time to pursue the one that you're most excited about. So yeah, I think that's great that you have the ideas, and when it's time to implement, it'll be time to implement.
Yeah. I'll feel it.
Totally,
I'll feel it and I'll do it.
Yeah, totally. That's how I feel about a lot of things in my own creative projects. I'm like, I'll know when it's time, when I know it's time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And was there any big mindset shifts you had at all by reading the book, or anything that shifted the way you think?
Nothing major outside of just having the self-confidence that I really found what I love doing, as I said. like it really helps when you know that you're in your the best like thing you could do that was not formulated correctly, but whatever, you understand. I just like have more confidence to continue putting energy on it because I know I'm on the right, in the right spot. I just need maybe to push it further to try new stuff in the future, but that will be in the future when I will feel like it.
Yeah. And that's a great feeling too. Like when you get validation that you're on the right path, it kind of gives you that confidence to like double down and be like, yeah, I am good at this and I can pursue and I can move this forward. I think that's really helpful. When I've got that, like whenever I've got that feedback in my work, that whether that's like a really great testimonial that comes my way after like a consulting session with a client, or when I get like, you know, some good book review or whatever, I'm like, oh, okay, great. I'm like actually good at this. And then I'm like, I can do more of this, which is so helpful in the journey, especially when you're making things and you have your own projects and your own stuff where it's not like you have, you know, like a quarterly feedback with your boss. Like it's like, it's really helpful to get that outside validation or just even that like confirmation in yourself from reading a book or from something else or a testimonial or a review or maybe a nice DM that's like confirmation on your path that gives you the courage to move forward.
Exactly. Yeah. It helps a lot indeed.
Yeah.
I feel more confident.
Totally. I was going to say that I would love to also chat about your Instagram account, Happiness Library. And do you want to share a little bit about how you started doing that? And, you know, I have a lot of listeners that are creatives and, you know, work a 9-to-5 or have a full-time job and want to build something on the side or have something on the side. Do you want to share how you got started? And do you have any advice as well for people that are looking to do the same?
Yeah. So first, I started it in early 2021, just because I was reading a lot of books already. And I had some friends that I went for big walks with and talk about everything that I learned in my books. And they were like, oh my God, it's so interesting. And we could talk for 30 hours. So I was like, oh, maybe I could have a book club or something to talk to more people than just my friends, my close friends that live nearby and that I go for walks with. Mm-hmm. I was like, what could I do? And then I was following a book Instagram page. It's Book Thinkers. It's
Nick.
Book Thinkers. Nick from Book Thinkers. Yeah. It's the only page I was following, I think. And I really loved his page. I was like, oh, it's so useful. I love like every new book that I bought was mainly recommended by him. Cause I was like, okay, he explains very well what the book is about and it makes me want to read it. Like, maybe I could do something similar. You know, I want a book club. Maybe I could do it on Instagram. But I didn't have any expectations. I'm going to create this page and show what books are a bit like I was using Goodreads. I'm not using Goodreads, but a bit like people are using Goodreads. I just pictured myself sharing the reviews of the books that I was reading and what I learned in these books on this platform in cute little posts. And I had I didn't have this library, this bookshelf yet. I had beautiful plants, so I was taking photos of my books in front of plants. That was pretty cute and aesthetic. So I had fun doing that, but I didn't expect to have followers. I thought it would be like my friends and the friends of my friends that also loved reading, that I would have like a close group of people that love reading and would see my recommendations and we could talk in DMs around that. But then it became a bit international. I didn't expect it, but my page grew pretty fast. But it took me a year to have 1,000 followers. It was growing slowly, like I was expecting, like with friends of friends and stuff like that. But at some point, I had one post that had a lot of likes, and I was wondering why. So I sent messages to people that I didn't know that just followed me like the day before. I was like, hey, you followed me recently. How did you find my page? I'm curious. Like, I see a lot of growth out of nowhere. I'm just wondering what happened. Yeah. And you're like, oh, I saw like your most recent post. It was a review of the book Mindset.
Oh, yeah.
Like the popular book Mindset. Exactly. I posted it on my page and they said, oh, I saw it on my Explore page. And it was written like Mindset, one simple title. And it caught my attention and your photo was colorful and cute. So I clicked on it. I saw the rest of her content. I'm like, oh, that's useful. I'm going to follow her. And then it kind of became exponential. I had more and more likes because they were like seeing my other posts and liking them too. So I feel like since that day, I had the Instagram algorithm on my side because the growth was pretty exponential. I gained my 100K followers in 7 or 8 months after that.
Wow.
But before that, it took me a year to have like a 1,000 followers, and it was growing pretty slowly. And I really didn't think it would explode like that. That was not my plan. But I think it's why I'm still here, because I'm not doing it for growth. As I said, I'm doing it because I love just sharing what I learn with other people and connect with people. And now I can connect with even more people, so that's even more amazing. But it's not my main goal necessarily. It's just to continue posting there to just like show what I learn.
Yeah, and that's amazing growth. It also just shows, it's like that quantum leap. I kind of talk about quantum leaps in the book, but like, you know, you were at, it took you a year to grow to like 1,000 followers, you said, and then you grew up to like 100 plus.
Yeah. And then since June, I'm actually losing followers, but it's okay. I'm very stagnant. I feel like I lost the algorithm side of Instagram, or we all did, because I'm not the only one, to be honest.
Yeah, there's no point trying to chase the algorithm. I like gave up on that a long time ago. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to make the things that I like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you're passionate about them. You love doing them just for doing them, not because you want followers. My main goal is not to have followers or have growth or make money with it. It's just to read and to be useful to people by sharing what I learn on my platform. That's it. And I feel like even if I just have two people listening to me, I will still post, because I love doing it, and it keeps me busy during weeknights, and it pushes me to read, to be honest. I didn't have a reading routine before having that page. Now I don't have a choice. I'm like, okay, I need to post. I need to read. It pushes me to read. So it's really like very positive in every aspect.
Yeah, totally. That's a great thing. And yeah, and for the listeners, Marianne, you can go and see, when you go to her Instagram, you can see it, but she's got this beautiful white, airy, open bookshelf, and there's plants in the book. It's very aesthetically driven and so pretty. It's like the one of the prettiest bookshelves on Instagram. So I'm not surprised that people like love the colors in your posts and like wanted to like click follow because of like your reels and just like the artistry that you bring too. I feel like you're very naturally good at making it look so clean and simple and aesthetically pleasing too. So
thanks.
Share that for the listeners at home that can't see her pretty bookshelf behind her.
Yeah. Well, shout out to my friend that pushed me to build this specific bookshelf, because I didn't have a vision for my bookshelf. I was like, oh, I'm just going to buy a simple one and put it in a corner, like a dark corner of my house. And he was like, no, you have a weird spot near your windows where you could just build shelves and put books on it. So it's not a real bookshelf. It's just shelves with vertical posts. That is like in the weird corner of my house that I cannot put anything there. So I didn't think about putting a bookshelf there. But he was like, I have a vision. You're going to put a bookshelf there. I was like, no, it's going to block all the luminosity from the windows. He's like, no, it is not going to do that. Trust me. I'm like, okay. Do your bookshelf. Do it. And he built it for me. And it was it was a good idea to listen to him. Oops.
Yeah.
So now I have a beautiful aesthetic bookshelf.
Yeah, totally. I really like it. I like how it's like also open. It's like open bookshelf too. And like those floating shelves. I think that's really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's such a cool thing that your friend had the vision to do it.
Because
it's like an integral part of your account and like your aesthetic style. So
yeah, thanks to him. I surround myself with nice people that have nice ideas like this. Because if it was just for me, my bookshelf would be like in a weird place in my apartment that would be pretty dark and far from the windows. So that would not be the same vibe. Not at all.
Totally. I hear you on that. So if listeners wanted to find your work online or say hello, where's the best place for them to reach out and to follow and to connect?
It would be on my Instagram page, because I tried some TikTok in the past and right now, but it's not my main platform at all. I don't exactly know how to use it yet and understand it yet. It's really on Instagram, because this is where I can really share my written book reviews and the beautiful colorful photos that I take. If one day I have a running TikTok, it will be just for vlogs and more normal stuff. So my book reviews will always be on Instagram. I don't even have a Goodreads account. So it's really my Happiness Library Instagram account, that everything's there. And I really focus on that mainly.
Perfect. And I'll put the links as well in the show notes so that people can find you and tag along and follow and learn and get inspired to read some good books.
Yeah. And people, if they're interested to build something outside their 9-to-5, my advice would be like, to make sure you question yourself about if you really like doing that for a long period of time and for free. Because my project is something that I would love doing for hours and I would do for free. Well, I don't make a lot of money with that project anyway, but like if you're doing it just for the followers, just for the money, if you take a popular idea that you think it's going to be viral, but you don't really love the idea, you're just doing it because you think it's going to be viral, you're not going to do this long term. It's really important for me, I think, to choose something you truly love doing that is aligned with your gifts, to take the time to find your gifts and do something that is aligned with that and that you would truly do in your free time without being paid for long hours, without getting tired, because you just genuinely love doing it. If you do that and you put it in the world and you stay consistent, normally people will notice and you will succeed. This is what I did. I did it because I just genuinely love doing it. And then out of nowhere, it just started growing exponentially. And I was like, whoa, okay, nice, cool.
That's great advice. Yeah, I love that. And I think that's so key. Like, what do you love that you would do for free even and spend long hours doing without getting tired? I think that's a great way to think about a creative project for sure. Yay. Well, thank you so much, Marianne, for coming on the podcast, for sharing.
Pleasure.
For reading. Thank you.
It was really fun.
Likewise.
Thank you.
All right, my friends, and there you have it. That's the show for you today. Thank you so much for listening, as always. And if you would like to order a copy of P.S. Your Genius, you can do so at kellytrack.com/books. That's kellytrack.com/books. All right, have an amazing week, and I'll catch you back here soon. Bye for now.